you want to keep up to date on all the pop culture happenings? Do you want to impress your geeky friends with your nerdy knowledge? Well, you're in the right place. Sit down, get comfortable, and let's go over This Week in Nerd. I'm Troy Stegner of Zia Comics. Talk nerdy to me. Let's get into some nerdy news. They've made a lot of movies based on video games. New twist. They're going to make this one based on a board game. And this board game, some of the king's loyal men are imprisoned in a seaside castle and turned into mice by an evil wizard. They have to battle cockroaches, rats, and even cats to get back to. This looks like it's going to be a really good CGI type movie. Great, great game. Great movie concept. Can't wait to see it. Godzilla fans rejoice. Not only are you going to get Godzilla King of Monsters the movie, you're getting Godzilla Aftershock, the accompanying graphic novel from Legendary Comics. You can get in line behind me May 31st, 2019 to see Godzilla King of Monsters. Star Wars fans are really excited about the new Jon Favreau Mandalorian TV series that's going to be on the Disney Play streaming service. Some bad news is accompanying that. The standalone Boba Fett movie that they had planned is now 100% canceled. So you're not going to get your standalone Boba Fett movie anymore. This is mostly due to the box office failure, I guess you would call it, of Solo. Even though Solo was a great movie, it didn't do well at the box office. They're cutting their losses. No more Boba Fett movie. No word on how this is going to affect any of the other standalone movies. We may not get any more standalone movies. Still working on Episode 9. Let's cross our fingers that one does well. I wouldn't mind seeing another trilogy maybe with Kylo Ren. So guys, get out there and watch these movies or they're not going to keep making them. Another mouse-related movie is going to be Mouse Guard from 20th Century Fox. They're throwing about $150 million toward this movie. It's going to be a combination of live action and stop motion, similar to what you saw in Disney's Jungle Book. Great story, great book. It's going to be a great movie. As of right now, there is no release date for this. Still in production, so keep your eyes open. There is a trend of them making the popular animes into live action. We have Death Note, Bleach, Full Metal Alchemist. The next one in that line, My Hero Academia. This is a show about where a world where most people have some sort of superpowers. This one kid does not. He idolizes those who do. You have, you know, your villains, of course, and your good guys. And it's just him trying to fit into this world where he idolizes all the good guys who have the superpowers. No word yet on casting for this or when it's coming out. It's going to be distributed by Legendary and Toho. You have plenty of time to watch the anime, get caught up on the storyline so that you'll know what you're talking about when the movie comes out. Johnny Depp became iconic for playing quirky characters. One of the more popular of his characters, Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean series. There are rumors he may no longer be associated with Pirates of the Caribbean. It looks like they're going a different route. They are not going to have him be Captain Jack Sparrow anymore. Not sure where they're going with this. Are they going to go to prequels, have a younger Jack Sparrow, or are they going to just go in a different line altogether? I wouldn't mind seeing some stories on some of the other characters, like your Captain Barbossa or your Barnacle Bill. There are so many great characters they could pull out and do movies from. I'd love to see their stories. But as it stands right now, no more Captain Jack Sparrow. Star Trek has had a huge resurgence on the CBS All Access. The new Discovery show is doing great, got renewed. They're going to be launching a whole bunch of other new Star Trek series out of this. One of the new ones they've announced that I'm kind of interested in is going to be Star Trek Lower Decks. This is just like it sounds. They're not going to be following the flagship of the fleet with the best captain on it. They're going to go with the lowest ranking crew members on the least notable ship in the fleet. You'll get to see Star Trek from the perspective of the actual crewmen who do all the dirty work instead of the illustrious captains on the starship of the fleet. this sounds really interesting. I want to see where they go with this. It's going to be animated, of course. More comedy. Something you don't get to see a lot of in Star Trek. I can't wait to see Star Trek Lower Decks. I am a huge fan of Alan Tudyk. Ever since I've seen him in Firefly, he's got great comedic presence. I love his voice work for other characters. It's just been announced that he has been cast in the new Joker in the Harley Quinn animated series. This is the same series, I believe, that cast Kelly Cuoco as Harley Quinn. Diedrich Bader is going to be Batman. And now we're hearing Alan Tudyk is going to be the Joker. The Harley Quinn animated series is set to debut October of next year. So we're going to have to wait a whole year before we get to see this new animated series. I'm hoping it's as good as the original animated series. Everybody here should be familiar with The Simpsons. They've been around for 30 seasons. If you haven't at least heard of them, I don't know if you've been living under a rock. I don't understand. Don't have TV. Simpsons, been around for 30 seasons. They haven't been without controversy, and they're having a controversy right now with their Indian character, Apu. A lot of them are saying that it's a very racist, stereotypical character. They were looking for ways to make him less so, and there was actually a couple of scripts presented that, you know, would make him less of a racist type character, stereotypical character. They decided they're just going to write him out. Unceremoniously write out Apu. They're not killing, as far as I understand, they're not killing him off. He's just going to not appear on The Simpsons anymore. The last I think we saw him was earlier this month on the My Way or the Highway to Heaven episode, where you saw him as one of the characters gathered around God. So are they alluding that he's dead? I don't know. On the show, he did have a ton of kids and a wife. No explanation of what's going to happen to them yet. But you will not see Apu anymore on The Simpsons. Mobile gamers. A lot of people play on their smartphone or on tablets. Recently, Nintendo Switch has made a huge bump in the market. They have seen that. The touch controls for a lot of these games are a little lacking. They know that. They've seen how much the Nintendo Switch controllers have improved that, and they are working on the same type of controllers for your smartphone. You'll be able to slap on a left and right side controller, making your smartphone more like a Nintendo controller. This will be great news for not only game developers, but game players. It's going to add a whole new depth to all your game playing on your mobile phone. Not sure how that's going to do with your battery life. My phone already suffers from short battery life. I'm sure these peripherals are going to suck more power right out of my battery. But I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to play these games. You're probably going to see a lot more of the popular games ported over for mobile now that they can incorporate these new controllers. They're under research right now. They're not out to the market, but it looks like it's gonna happen. I think it's just the next logical step. Mobile gaming with the actual controllers rather than touch. Oh, it's gonna open a whole new world of gaming and a whole new world of developing. So look for it soon on your smartphone. Thanksgiving morning, while you're smelling the turkey and the pumpkin pie in the oven, turn on the Macy's Day Parade and you're going to see the coolest new float from Nickelodeon. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Sewer Lair multi-level parade float going to be in this year's Macy's Day Parade. This float is going to be like their big kickoff into their new Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show. It's going to start coming out on Saturdays at 9:30 a.m. on Nickelodeon. Hasbro is putting out a new line of Transformers. This one's going to be called BotBots. It's the Energon, which is a glowing mist in the Transformers world, came down into a shopping mall, and a lot of the items in that shopping mall are now Transformers. There are 61 BotBots in this new Hasbro line. they're going to be able to transform into everyday things like candy, sports equipment, electronics, and just pretty much anything you can find in a mall. Right now, these BotBots are just tiny one-inch toys that are going to be able to transform into their everyday thing, into a robot. No word on whether they're going to be getting their own comic book or cartoon, but I believe it's going to be inevitable if they are popular. As always, thank you for watching this video. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Hit that bell icon to be notified every time I upload a new video. Use this nerd knowledge for good. Don't be a hipster. Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.